Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened modestly higher this morning as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. nears 3 million. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials rose about 90 points in early trading.
More than half a dozen states are now reporting record increases in coronavirus cases, and the nation's daily total of new cases surpassed 60,000. Stocks were mostly down in Asia overnight, although the Shanghai index rose about 1%. The surge in coronavirus cases is taking a toll on retail sales. Stock in Levi Strauss fell 4% on Tuesday. The company warned pandemic uncertainty will weigh on its fortunes for at least the rest of this year. The company also announced cuts to its corporate workforce. Airlines are also trimming expectations as renewed fears about the coronavirus cut even more deeply into summer travel plans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump continues to demand that schools reopen their doors to students this fall. Now he is tweeting that he, quote, may cut off funding if not open, exclamation point. The president's threat comes as Harvard and MIT announced this morning they're suing the Trump administration over a new policy. Immigration officials say international students cannot stay in the U.S. if their classes are all online in the fall. The universities say the federal government is pressuring them to reopen, which would endanger students. The Houston Fire Department says nearly 300 of its firefighters are quarantined because of the virus. From member station KERA, Sarah Willa Ernst reports.
City officials say response time has only risen slightly and no fire stations have closed. The impact, rather, is felt by firefighters themselves, with many taking on one or two shifts on their days off. Houston Fire Chief Sam Pena says the public can play a role in helping address the situation.
We're hoping that as a community, if we do our part to kind of tamper down the spread of this virus, that's going to translate into more firefighters being available, less in quarantine, less exposed.
Pena says at least 67 firefighters have tested positive for the coronavirus. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
The Trump administration is facing condemnation after it announced it is pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports President Trump has repeatedly criticized the agency over its handling of the pandemic.
Trump has blasted the world body for its alleged bias toward China and for what he calls its slow response to the coronavirus outbreak. The withdrawal is sparking widespread condemnation from both Democrats and Republicans, who argue the move could undermine the global coronavirus response. But it won't take effect until next year, meaning that the withdrawal could be rescinded under a new administration.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. This is NPR. Former Vice President Joe Biden won two more Democratic presidential primaries on Tuesday. One is in his home state of Delaware. The other is in New Jersey. Also on Tuesday in New Jersey, former teacher Amy Kennedy won a Democratic congressional primary. She will face Republican incumbent Representative Jeff Van Drew in the fall. Van Drew changed parties last year to support President Trump. Amy Kennedy is married to former Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy. In Zimbabwe, the Minister of Health has lost his job for failing to follow procedures in awarding multi-million dollar contracts to a company. The company supplies materials to fight the pandemic. Ish Mafundikwa reports from Harare. The minister has also been arrested.
A short statement from President Emmerson Mnangagwa's office said Obadiah Moyo had been dismissed for conduct inappropriate for a government minister. Moyo is the second minister to be fired for corruption since the current government came to power in November 2017. Former Tourism Minister Priska Mufumira, arrested last July, is still to be tried for allegedly looting a pension fund of millions. The Health Minister's dismissal comes as nurses on strike for better pay and working conditions since mid-June vow not to go back to work until their demands are met. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 205 points. The Nasdaq is up 113. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for